Let's move on to round number three.
Okay. I think round number three is going to be the money shot because I was in LA with you and you messed me up, bro, in a good way.
Okay.
You said that you don't compromise in the pursuit of your personal mission. My question is, how do you, Chris Doe, go about doing that, not compromising, while also satisfying other commitments in areas of your life like wifey, children, family, fans, the marketplace? How can you, without one suffering because of your personal mission? Because we have people out there with families and stuff. So
yeah, no, this is real difficult. And you have a growing family eventually, right? You got a little one, you know? Yeah. So we're trying to solve many problems. And this is an issue of focus. Clarity in terms of what you want and focus and keeping your eye on the prize. And this is not advice I would give to everybody, but I've done as much as possible to align myself with a life partner, my wife, so that we value the same things and we're working together in concert versus in opposition to each other. And it begins there. Do we want the same things from our lives? Do we have clear roles and definitions about who is doing what at what time? Because I think it's messy and when it's muddy. And that's a problem for a lot of people, okay? So look at this. And I've seen relationships like this. I won't betray anybody by sharing this part with you, which is the primary breadwinner goes to work, but the caregiver, the homemaker, says to the breadwinner, I need you home. You need to be part of this family, this unit. So the person who's going out to get the money doesn't do a great job, is riddled with guilt, and returns home to be with his or her family. And then they spend time together. But while spending time together, the breadwinner is sitting there thinking about their work. So they're not fully present in what's going on. So now you're not good to your primary function, which is to provide for the family. It's not good to your office mates. It's not good to your company if you're running one. And while you're at home, you're not fully present. So you're not being a good parent either way.
Mm.
So this to me is about a division of labor, working in concert to complement one another and having a shared vision of what this is supposed to be like. Okay. And this is also, in my opinion, playing the long game, not just with your business, but with your life, that things may be difficult and things may be tense, or you're not as present as you'd like to be, but it's a sacrifice that needs to be made, that's mutually agreed upon, that'll get you where you want to be as a family, as a group, and as a unit.
Mm.
Now, let's take us back to like ancient times. I'm not a historian, I'm not an anthropologist, but I sit there and think, Mo, you and I were in a tribe of 12 people. Let's say you and I are the hunters because we're both good at hunting. We're fast, we're agile, we know how to hunt, we know how to bring home food to our tribe of nomadic people. Okay. And then there are people who are the caretakers, and there are people who are going to harvest the fruits and vegetables and to make sure that all the other kinds of things are in order, that we have firewood. We all work if we're collaborating and contributing in ways that benefit the group. And you and I go out and we're sitting here thinking, Mo, isn't it better that we're at home and shouldn't we be doing this other thing? And we miss our opportunity to bring home food for the group, and we come back empty handed. We failed in our mission to do this thing, the price of which is we all go hungry and potentially get malnutrition or die. We failed. And so our society, our group of 12 people, of nomadic hunter-gatherers, works when everybody does their role. And this is really important to have that kind of clarity and definition. And you can abstract that lesson any which way you want.
Time for a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Welcome back to our conversation.
I also believe this thing too, that I have one life to live. I'm trying my best to be accommodating without overly compromising who I am. This is difficult because I have two boys, they're getting older and they're going to be off into the world as being adults and they're going to make their own decisions. I would want the same thing for them.
Hmm.
They get to explore who they are and what they want from their lives, and I want to be able to give them that opportunity. I don't want to burden them with my operating system, my shortcomings, and my failed way of living. And that's how, unfortunately, some parents manage their children. Instead of doing what they're supposed to be doing, they're going to be momager, you know, where the mom is trying to be the manager so that they can live vicariously through their children. And I don't think that's a way to live either. And we've seen too many stories of celebrity talented children who grow up in a dysfunctional family because the parents are trying to live out their dreams through their children. You had your shot. You make it. Don't blame other people for that. And don't take it out on your spouse, your sibling, your parents, or your children.
This is heavy, but I think it's a healthy heavy because I know you're big on words. You said something accommodating while also not compromising. And then you followed up with it's not easy. It's simple to hear it, but it's not easy. So maybe walk me through some key things that a person who is not single, they're already in a relationship. Maybe they've just uncovered that they want to start a business and they're going that route because we know them. There's many of them there. What does somebody need to do to play that balance healthy, to not jeopardize their dream and also not jeopardize their family or their relationship or whatever it may be, to be accommodating without compromise?
I don't know. And it might be unhealthy advice I'm going to give you right now. Okay. You've heard this expression, like everything in moderation. So not too much salt, not too much sugar, not too much spice, and everything will work just fine. I have a slightly different expression. Everything in moderation leads to mediocrity. Like our whole society seems to be built around this mantra, like a little bit of work, a little bit of play, a little bit of love, a little bit of life and individual pursuits. And then one day you wake up and you're 70 years old and you wonder what could have been. And then you start to have those pangs of regret. And I think that's why there is so few exceptional people. People are willing to make the sacrifices, the hard decisions to be able to make the most of this one precious life they were given. So I don't know. I don't know how to answer that except for to say, find out what's important to you, align your life and the people that you surround yourself with, and make sure that they're not unwilling participants or unwitting participants to this goal or this vision that you have. I think it's kind of important. You will find partners, peers, and maybe professionals who see this, who want this with you, and you're going to gather together and you're going to build something, and it's going to be awesome for all people.
Dang. Let's just keep it there. Let's just keep that route right there because I feel good about that.
Very good.
Thanks for joining us this time. If you haven't already, subscribe to our show on your favorite podcasting app and get a new insightful episode from us every week. The Future Podcast is hosted by Chris Doe and produced by me, Greg Gunn. Thank you to Anthony Barrow for editing and mixing this episode, and thank you to Adam Sanborn for our intro music. If you enjoyed this episode, then do us a favor by rating and reviewing our show on Apple Podcasts. It'll help us grow the show and make future episodes that much better. Have a question for Chris or me? Head over to thefuture.com/heychris and ask away. We read every submission and we just might answer yours in a later episode. If you'd like to support the show and invest in yourself while you're at it, visit thefuture.com. You'll find video courses, digital products, and a bunch of helpful resources about design and creative business. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.